Congratulations on starting your Bachelor of Digital Media and Communication at Monash University, Malaysia. Your course is made up of 24 units over 3 years, divided into 6 semesters with 4 units per semester. Each unit is equivalent to 6 credit points, which totals up to 144 at the end of your study. This course is a structured name degree and is broken down into 4 parts: Fundamentals in Communication and Media Studies, Digital Media Core, Professional Practice, and Free Electives. Each unit is offered only on specific semester, thus giving you an organized schedule for your 3-year course. In total, you have 4 fundamental units, 8 core units, 4 professional practice units, and 8 free electives. You can refer to our university handbook website according to the year you commenced for more detailed explanations on the course structure and individual units offered. Your 4 fundamentals units will introduce you and equip you with essential theories and knowledge needed for your studies. Here, you will learn to critically describe and analyze how communication is affected by the ever-changing technologies and media landscapes. The Digital Media Core units will allow you to develop strong research skills by applying your theoretical knowledge to learn more about and specialize in various digital media landscapes. Your professional practice units may consist of research projects, internships, or simulations of global emergencies. Here, you will participate in simulated workplace challenges and learn from current industry professionals in the classroom or intern at their workplace. This allows you to demonstrate the knowledge you've acquired while preparing you for your future career in a variety of areas, such as a corporate workplace, an NGO, or with local and international authorities. That leaves you with 8 free electives. These give you an opportunity to explore the breadth of knowledge available at Monash. You can enroll in units from any of the other arts areas of study, or choose from other schools such as business, science, or IT. If you plan on studying abroad, you may make use of these free electives to take up your units of choice when you are away, or you can convert them into another major or minor in arts or from another school. You need 4 units for a minor and all 8 units for a second major. The choice is up to you. Here's an example of how you can plan your course. Let's say you'd like to study abroad for 1 semester. With careful planning, you can decide to delay 1 core unit from year 2 SEM 2 and bring forward 2 electives from year 3 SEM 2. Upon return, you will take that core unit in year 3 SEM 2 as it is only offered in SEM 2 of each year. You would also enjoy a more leisurely final semester with only 3 units. You also decide to use your free electives to take on 4 units from global studies and use the other 4 electives to explore other areas that interest you. There you go! By the end of your 3rd year, you would obtain a Bachelor of Digital Media and Communication with a minor in global studies. Remember, to study abroad, you'll need to complete your 1st year of study before traveling. We hope that this video has helped you with planning your course journey. If you have any questions or doubts, please refer to the University Handbook website and the school website. You can also visit our School of Arts and Social Sciences Course Management Office, where our friendly staff are happy to help you. Good luck with your studies, and thanks for watching!